Learning with your brother, provided you're safe tonight. Tonight, Siman Lamed Gimel, a fascinating question. When somebody comes to convert, do we care where they come from? Meaning, let's say a Russian person comes to convert, assuming most Russians are Ashkenazim, does he have to be Ashkenazi? Or you have an Iraqi or an Iranian person come to convert, does he now have to be Sfaradi? Because, well, the Iranians and the Iraqis are Sfaradim, and that's where his grandparents are from. Or not? How exactly does that work? Fascinating question. So first of all, we have a principle that the Gemara notes in a number of places. Ger shenitgayer kekatan shenolad dami. A person who converts is like a child who is born. Right, what does that mean? So the Radvaz there writes, we know what it means. It means if he did averot beforehand, not responsible. He's not responsible for that which happened before. If he did averot before, that's it. Kikatan shenolad, he converted, it's over. He's a new person. He doesn't get punished. He's not held responsible for averot that he did before he converted. The problem is that there's another Gemara where Rabbi Chananya, Bnoso Rabbi Gamliel, says, he says, no, it's not true. There's a fascinating question. He says, Mipnei magirim bizman hazim me'unim, v'isurim ba'im alem. He wants to know why is it, in his time, he's one of the Tanaim, that the gerim, the converts, have a very difficult life. May or may not be true, but it's hard. It's not an easy transition. Back in the time of the Tanaim, it sounds like it was worse. Why? He says, why? Because they did not fulfill the seven mitzvot b'nei Noach when they were non-Jews. Because the averot that they did when they were non-Jews. So it sounds like that Rabbi Chananya, but also Rabbi Gamliel says, well, okay, even though now he's Jewish, he's responsible for that which he did before. He's getting punished for that which he did before. But the Radvaz is like, no. And he says, yeah. And Rabbi Yossi there disagrees. Rabbi Yossi says, no. Ger shenit gayer, kikatan shenolad dami. Once he converts, he's a new person. He's not responsible. He says, so why? Why is they having life difficulties now? Because a number became b'tikduke mitzvot. They're not very particular about mitzvot, or they're only doing it out of fear. You know, it's fascinating. He doesn't quote it here, but there's another Gemara that says, Kashim gerim liyishol kesapacha. The gerim are difficult. And one of the opinions there is why? Because they don't keep mitzvot. But Tosfot there says the opposite. It says the exact opposite. Because the gerim, many of them keep mitzvot better than the Jewish people. This is new for them. This is exciting. They keep mitzvot better than those who are born Jewish. And there's a kitrug. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu comes to the rest of us and says, no, if they can do it, what's with you? So that's what it... So you have different... Okay, clearly, every ger is on their own. There's not... You know, but we meet gerim who are like, wow, they're inspirations to Judaism. They're like, wow, okay. They're inspiring people. So the Gemara is like, oh yeah, but they're not responsible for that which happened before. Kikatan shenolad dami. What else is relevant for? Let's say you need to be someone in aid. You need to be a witness. You have a witness in the Beit Din. A ger can be a witness in the Beit Din. Why not? He's Jewish. He could be a witness. He's a Kishomer Shabbat. He could be a witness. Can he testify about something that he saw before he converted? Can he testify? Does he have an emanut? Do you believe him? He says, look, 10 years ago, I wasn't Jewish, but I was there. I saw the guy. I saw Reuven lend Shimon $1,000. I was there. I saw it. Or do you say no? Kikatan shenolad dami. What you can't testify. What you saw, you can't. You lose. Your emanut changes. Your believability changes. This flare out comes up again. We know that every Jewish man has a mitzvah to have children. What if he had children before he converted and now he converted? Does he still have to have more? Well, it might depend on this question. If he's a new person, all right, let's say before he converted, he shook a lulav. This happens every day that a ger converts. Usually, gerim convert in the morning, right? So he comes, these are all people who are practicing. So the ger has to practice before we let him convert. We're not going to take a guy off the street. I want to be Jewish. Yeah, no problem. Tell him, no, you have to learn. You have to prep. You have to do it for a year. Do it. You know, do it. We don't want to throw you in. Okay? These are all wonderful people. So, of course, they went to Shacharit that morning. Guy goes to Shacharit. He's not Jewish. But he comes to Shacharit. He puts on tefillin. And then, That's it. That Nate comes to 6 o'clock. 9:30, he dunks in the mikveh, he's now Jewish. You know what he has to do again? Shacharit and Kriyat Shema. Why? Because the one he did earlier didn't count. Because the one he did earlier, he wasn't Jewish. Now he's Jewish. A Jewish man, 9:30 in the morning, you've got to say Kriyat Shema. It's one of the most inspiring things to see, by the way. A ger, right after the mikveh, they put on tefillin to say Kriyat Shema. It's like everyone's crying. It's like it's a tremendously emotional thing. But the thing he did before doesn't count. So you got to do mitzvot. So what about having children? He had children before. Does he have to do it again now? Or no, that the children are alive, that's enough. Big machloket, gomorayin yifamot. We assume that, no. We assume, ger shemit gayer kekatan shenolad dami, everything from before is gone. Everything from before doesn't count. His averot don't count. Mitzvot don't count either. Also, who can he marry? Who is he allowed to marry? Very strange Gemara. The Gemara says, you want to hear something crazy? A guy converts, kikatan shenoladami. He's brand new. He's born to who? Born to who? He's born from where? What about his biological mother? What about his sister? He's not related to them. When he converts, he has absolutely no previous relationships. It severs all relationships. Technically speaking, the Gemara says, the whole family converts. Everybody. They're all new people. Can he marry his sister? Can he marry his mother? It's a strange thought. The Gemara says, well, think about it. He's not related to them. He's not related to anybody. He has no relatives. Kikatan shenolad dami. He has no relatives. Technically speaking, the Gemara says, could it be? He could marry his mother. He could marry it. She's not, al-pi halakha, she's not his mother. Ah, they have the same genetics, doesn't matter. Al-pi halakha, she's not his sister. They're all new people. Technically speaking, the Gemara says, midin de'oraita, it would be okay. But Chazal said no. Chazal said no. You know why? When he wasn't Jewish, non-Jews can't marry their mothers and their sisters. So he's going to say, I became Jew. When I wasn't Jewish, I was super holy. I wasn't allowed to marry my mother and my sister. Now we all converted. We're Jewish. Oh, now we can marry each other. That's ridiculous. Shelo yomru banu mikdusha chamura l'kdusha kala. They shouldn't get mixed up and think, oh, beforehand it was more and now it's less. So midrabanan, we said, don't do that. That's a bad idea. Don't do that. But technically speaking, they're not related. So Rav Avadia Yosef says, okay, if you're not tied to anything from before and you're not related to your ancestors, so I don't care where your ancestors came from. Doesn't matter. You're converting. You're not. The fact that your parents came from Russia, your parents came from Iraq, is irrelevant. You are not Iraqi, you are not Russian, you're brand new Jewish. All right, what do you do? Like, he needs to know what to do. Is he eating rice on Pesach or not? So it depends where he converts. Rav Avadia says it depends into what community you join. If you join the Sephardic community, you join the Sephardic community, you join the Ashkenazi community, you join the Ashkenazi community, you join the Moroccan community, you join the Moroccan community. Whatever it is, the community that the Beit Din helps you become part of. Whatever the community the Beit Din helps you become part of, that becomes your community. Those become your minhagim. Now Rav Avadia says in Eretz Yisrael, Rav Avadia has this big idea, that in Eretz Yisrael, the Shulchan Aruch is the Maran D'Atra, that everyone in Eretz Yisrael has to follow Shulchan Aruch. Okay. Yes, no, we could debate that another time. In Boca, there is none. But here, what we do, and this is the practice, whatever community you are joining, those are your minhagim. Whatever community you're joining, those are your minhagim. The fact that your grandparents came from here or there or the other place is not relevant to the question.